The medical profession is definitely getting younger and younger. But Michaela Goff, I think I got that right, Michaela?
Yes, you did.
Fantastic. And Lauren Porter, both in the medical game, and have started a new business called Boulevard Med in Zandspray. It's always nice to chat to a few people and see what they're about. So, Michaela, I think you got the short straw of starting first. Tell us a little bit about you, where you studied, how long you've been in Hoedspruit. Just let our listeners get a little bit more details about you.
So I grew up in Cape Town. I studied at Stellenbosch. Then I did my internship in Joburg and my community service in the informal settlement outside Polokwane. I lived there for a bit after that, working at a GP practice. And then I was spending all my free time going to the bush, coming to the Kruger, going to Machobus Kloof. I just really love birding and wildlife. And then, I got an opportunity to work here in Hoedspruit. And, I just love being here. It's a great community. It's in the bush. It's just, I feel like I found my
home. You the opportunity to mix your passion and your practice all in one.
Exactly,
it?
Yes.
In the old days when we first used to come through the Hoedspruit, there'd be one doctor, Dr. Mark Blair. It's amazing how it's progressed for just a little bit. Eh?
Yeah, no, definitely grown.
Lauren, you're a little bit longer in Hoedspruit, and I know a lot of people know you because I know a lot of people in Hoedspruit, and when I walk around with you, you know a lot more people than I do. So give us a little bit of background about yourself and where you're from.
So I grew up down in Platte and then studied in Cape Town. Was very fortunate that my folks have a share on Johnny. So grew up coming here on all my childhood holidays, so it was an easy decision to come and do my community service at the Air Force Hospital. And then I moved to Joburg for about 18 months and hated it there and decided why be there when I can be here. So I took the opportunity when my practice became available and started about 8 years ago.
Yeah, and again, I think you guys were based in the central of town and you've now started a new business. Tell us a little bit about the practice. Who's involved in the practice? What are you trying to do from a practice point of view? And feel free to talk amongst yourselves and across from each other.
Yeah, so we weren't expecting the building to be sold where we were at as quickly as it did. And we took it as an opportunity to start afresh. And we kept most of the team that we worked with previously. So it's myself, Rashad N. Dunnan, the nursing sister, Johan de Plooy, the psychologist. We also have Dr. Lo Detoy, who's a pediatrician in town, and Kind of Hearing that comes through from Zanine. We've taken Dr. Michaela Goff with us. Very exciting to have someone or a team with like-minded feelings towards.
Approach, where it's like the multidisciplinary, where we all have this holistic wellness approach to healthcare, and it's just really nice to be in such a great team and from many avenues and approaches.
And you're quite diverse in terms of your offerings. How do you guys find you complement each other, and there's quite a nice referral opportunity amongst yourselves?
Yes, definitely. I think that we often knocking on each other's doors. What do you think of this? Would you be able to help here? What would you suggest? And we're definitely, what's that saying? More than two sets of eyes are better than one.
100%. I think having more than one brain seeing a condition or condition from a different perspective. We've all come from very different backgrounds and seen very different things, and Michaela might have seen something that I haven't before, so getting her opinion on a different approach is very helpful.
And normally you find doctors stay with doctors and physios stay with physios, and then you have this practice where you've got a lot of doctors or a whole lot of physios, and then if you want to go away and you've got someone to cover for you, how do you guys do that, or do you refer outside of the practice? How do you do that if you, for example, want to go on holiday for a week? Are you just closed, or do you refer to someone, or do you bring a local? How would you operate within that surroundings?
My practice is very new, so I haven't quite gotten to that.
Haven't gone on holiday.
Those crossroads, no, not on the horizon just yet. But I think that if it would be a long-term thing, I would have to consider getting in a locum. But I have a good relationship with Dr. Rudy down the road. And so and the other doctors in town, I think that there's enough you know, we share and we also ask each other for advice, which is really helpful.
And you guys selected Zandspruit as your new home. Any reason why Zandspruit was selected, or you know, or oh, if we find a place, we're going to take it, which sometimes happens in the Sprites, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to find a spot. We did look for quite a while, but yeah, Zandspruit just felt like a natural move for us. It's a really lovely side of town. There's a lot of different offerings down that boulevard, so I think it was quite an easy decision when we found the right spot.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity when it came up, and I think it's definitely where Hoods Brait is growing, and yeah, I mean, how that development has grown just over the last year. So I think it was a smart move and a really great opportunity.
And a question that might be difficult to answer, and again, without putting you on the spot, has the hospital enhanced your offering, or has it changed your offering, or has it been business as usual? You'd probably be able to answer it more because you've been here longer.
I think it's enhanced it, definitely. There's definitely different surgeons that are coming in, and yeah, where some of the in-house treatment or the earlier stages of treatment would happen in Nelspruit or Joburg or wherever the operation or whatever it was that happened. But we now have seen different cases and different offerings from different doctors, which has been great. I think it's allowed all of us to expand our horizons or treatment offerings
in
town.
Yeah, I think especially having the emergency department so close by has definitely changed things. When I first moved here, the hospital wasn't open and functioning yet, and there were many times where I sat waiting about 3 hours with a very sick patient, stabilizing them while I'm waiting for the ambulance to come so that they can be collected and taken to Zanine or Nelspruit. And luckily those days are behind us. So I think it's also, you know, we have more of a working relationship, like you said, with the specialists, and so I think it's definitely enhanced our
offering.
Yes, thank you.
And in terms of your practice, I mean, you're a doctor and a GP and you're a physiotherapist, but are you going to specialize in anything or add anything that's different, perhaps? Or I know you're quite new in terms of where you are, or is it GP type of offering to start with? Let's maybe start with you.
So I mean, as a GP, I provide primary care in general. So from general checkups to screening for cancer to, you know, if you're feeling unwell in any respect. But I definitely have a particular interest and passion in mental health. Yeah. I think that the body-mind connection is often overlooked. And I think that having a holistic approach is really important. And that's kind of where the Boulevard Med aspect comes in, where we have a multidisciplinary approach with multiple avenues of ways to treat conditions, and that's really where my practice, Everwell Family Practice, that's what I wanted to embody, is that holistic approach where it's not just medication, it's, you know, looking at lifestyle changes and all the allied really come into that.
And you pretty much the same. I mean the link between all the different disciplines, I think you touched on that in the beginning. But anything that you special in more than perhaps other people, or things that you're more known for in terms of what you do?
No, I think, well, with any medical professional, we all have to do continuous learning and development. And I've done things like chronic pain management and animal physio, which I'm not quite practicing yet. But there are different facets that we can pull in on continual learning. And I think maybe as we move forward as a team, we might, I don't know, narrow ourselves in, but like hone in on one field more than others. But yeah, we'll see where it goes.
So I was fortunate enough to go to the launch, and one of the things that I really noticed that was very clever was the physiotherapist was downstairs and not upstairs. I mean, that was really clever thinking. Because I mean, sometimes people don't think, you know, you when you go to hospital, sometimes, you know, physiotherapist on the fourth floor and the lift broken, you know, so it's easy to use, easy to access. And I think one of the big things there was the warmth of terms of it. Obviously, being a physiotherapist, you know, you must also recognize the opportunity of having paddle across the road from you and having a button in there to say call for help. You know. paint Pelisi from a paddle perspective. But I, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of sport happening around town. You've got the sports center out there, you've got paddle, and unfortunately those type of sports lend themselves to guys drinking, not warming up. I mean, I think you must see a lot of people coming from that environment.
100%, and I've also tried to make myself available to the different kind of sporting events in the community, such as Kruger Canyon Trail Run, or I used to work a bit with the Lofa Trail Runners. So yeah, I definitely am out, like, open to helping at all those events, and yeah, I think we live in a very active community. So,
so I do know you don't do house calls, but you'll go out if need be. Do you do that sort of thing, or do you only operate from your practice?
I think it would have to be on a case-to-case basis. I think if someone has poor mobility, is like a palliative care patient or bedridden or anything, I think I'm open to hearing the story, and they can contact me and we will take it like that.
We're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back and find out how we can get a hold of these lovely ladies and how you can find out a few things about the hold of you.
So for the email address, it will be reception@everwellfamilypractice.co.za. And then for the cell phone number, you can WhatsApp or call on this number,
077-245-9357. Give it to us again.
077-245-9357.
And if you can't get her there, or you didn't get the number, I'll have the number in studio. You can get hold of us in studio on 083-590-0335. Anything else you want to say before you love and leave me?
So Thank you so much for this opportunity.
I would like to say, ladies, I think you cancelled 4 times because of nerves. It wasn't that hard, eh? Trying to convince him to come in once a month to talk about something. See, it's easy. It's simple. It's an easy thing. But I wish you the best of luck in your new practice.
Thank you.
I think you're in a great spot. We're going to be neighbors soon in another venture. And I'm sure you'll go from strength to strength. And don't be strangers. If you've got something to say or you want to talk about something in particular, I think in terms of where you're going, in terms of medical wellness, I think there's a whole range of stuff we could talk about. And we'd love to have you back in the studio. We're going to make this podcast available on our site in the next 48 hours. And if you've got any questions, you can give me a round. Go well and keep well.
Thanks, awesome. Greg.
Thank you so much.